And it's time for our Tuesday morning conversation. And once a month or so, we talk to our friends from Health in Motion. We have a clinic, Health in Motion Physical Therapy Clinic, right here in Tomahawk. But they're all over the Northwoods in central Wisconsin. There's a Health in Motion clinic near you, wherever you're listening to us here this morning. And it's my pleasure to welcome in Steph and Jill here from Health in Motion here in Tomahawk. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right. First of all, we're going to go backwards before we go forwards. Sometimes that's appropriate. Community Night Out, Steph. Tell us, how did you guys participate in the Community Night Out this year?
Yeah, so we were at Memorial Park last week, being a part of our community. We had a fun little obstacle course set up for kids and family, where we were able to just mingle with the community, answer questions about physical therapy, but also just have fun and really make ourselves seen and heard in our cute little town here.
I'm curious, what are some of the questions that people had for a physical therapist at Community Night Out?
Yeah, so we fielded some questions about, can you help my knee or body parts of that nature. Some people also just asked about insurances and if we were in network, which we are in network with most major insurances. And then they also just asked if there's like an age limit or an age cap on physical therapy. And there's not. We treat every single person and all the way from the head to the toes kind of thing.
I know one of the first questions I would ask, how do I know if I need physical therapy or not?
Yeah, that's a great question. So listening to your body, if you're not functioning to the level that you would like to, if you're having aches and pains that just aren't right or holding you back, we're here to help you. We offer our free 15-minute screen, which is a great way to start. And then we can better field those questions, spend some intimate time with you one-on-one, and then better guide that ship.
Now, I would assume that you're sitting in a location down at the park. There's probably a table with a bunch of information out there, right?
Absolutely.
And as you're sitting at that table and you're watching people walking by, are you saying to yourself, ooh, that guy's got a limp. He could use physical therapy.
It's kind of hard not to do that when you're in this field.
You do spot that stuff.
Yeah, you kind of observe gait and movements and things. But when we're at events like that, we try to just have fun and turn that brain off a little bit.
Yeah, but you never know. Maybe that person's going to walk up to you and you're going to say, yeah, it looks like you got a little bit of a limp there. Yes, I can help.
Absolutely.
So it was a good experience. You're going to do that again?
Yeah, we love it. We did it 2 years ago, again this year, and then, yeah, we'll keep going.
Good to know that Health in Motion is a part of our communities. And speaking of our community stuff, real quick, where are the other communities that a Health in Motion clinic is located?
We're all over the greater Northwoods as well as throughout Wisconsin. So we're up north here, Rhinelander, Eagle River, Crandon, Hayward, Spooner, to name a few. We're also down in Marshfield, Merrill, Wausau, all over the place. We have 11 locations in Wisconsin.
So when you see the name Health in Motion on a physical therapy clinic, you know that you're going to a good place where there's a lot of good people. They know what they're talking about. They've been doing this a long time.
You bet. We have a good team.
Outstanding. Now I'm told by the person that sends me the notes when Health in Motion comes to the studio, it's time to get to know the physical therapist here now. So Jill, we're going to get to know you first a little bit about yourself. You've been in here before, so it's not a first-time introduction, but tell us a little about yourself and your family, first of all.
So I am born and raised from Tomahawk. Both my husband and I were very versed in the community, and we both graduated from here. We have two kids together. We have a 6, almost 7-year-old and a 5-year-old. So
that keeps you busy.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yes, it does.
And so when you were growing up here in Tomahawk, is this something that you always wanted to do, was stay in Tomahawk to make your living?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And
yep.
As far as being a physical therapy, what was it about growing up in Tomahawk that made you want to become a physical therapist?
So when I was in, so this is what led me into this. When I was in track, in 7th grade, I tore my ACL.
Okay.
So I had a lot of different rehabilitation and therapy. So all that positive encouragement and getting me going again, that really made me strive to want to be in physical therapy. And then I did some job shadowing in a local physical therapy clinic on and off for a long time and did clinicals. And so I've really been, like, pretty much all of my career has been from schooling. I did school to work, and everything has all been in the community. I can't picture it any different.
So I can just imagine, I tore my knee up when I was in high school, too, and I couldn't, I was on a Cybex machine. That's the number one thing that came, I still remember that Cybex machine in physical therapy. after going through that situation, I didn't want to have anything to do with physical therapy ever again. In fact, I thought you people are physical torturers, not therapists.
Right.
You know, but there's a reason that you work people the way you do. And so it's interesting the way you had a reaction that you wanted to do this. I just wanted to run away.
I know most people do. But
So what is it about you then that made you really cozy up to this career?
You know, I just love to help people, and then it's fun to like see them moving around in the community and being better. And my therapists were awesome. Like okay. They were so happy, so encouraging, and it's such a good, like, positive way you can encourage people. Like, remain positive. Be like, hey, look, you could do this. You could not do this before, but now you can do this. And like people, like I've even recently, people are like, I really look forward into coming in here because it gets me in a better positive mood. Like you point out all the good things. You point out, like, we don't focus on the bad things. We focus on the good things, and we want to get people moving better. So it's fun to see that.
Do you get to work with any younger kids like yourself when you, what you said, seventh grade was your first introduction? So you get to work with some younger kids too?
Yes, I love that. It is so much fun.
Are you consciously aware of how you were motivated when you were a young kid, when you're working with these young kids? Is that on the top of your mind?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What do you do to show these kids that this is something that they might want to pursue someday? Do you ever get into that conversation with kids?
Yeah, we do. Okay. We do. And we have been having a couple more high school students come in job shadow with us. So we have a really good connection with the school as far as that goes. So that's what I'm always in there. I'm like, job shadow. Like, that's how I got into it too. Like, okay. Job shadow. Like, if you have any questions, I did school to work that I always ask questions and I'm like, well, what about this? What about that? And then really pick a kid's brain. And then I'm like, ooh, you'd be good at that.
Let's remember this right now. It's August 11th here at the WJJQ studio. And maybe 10, 15 years from now, there might be another young lady sitting right where you're sitting. I hope I'm not sitting in this chair 10 to 15 years from now. But somebody else, I mean, you think about that. That's a nice legacy to leave, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I sure hope there is.
So if younger kids that may be coming into physical therapy, first of all, it might be a little intimidating, might be a little scary if they've never gone through it before. So how do you let people know that this is okay? It's okay to relax here. We're just here to help it. Do you have any techniques that you use when clients come to you?
Oh, definitely. Like, a lot of it is just kind of talking through things and sharing our education and the research with them and like that it is a very positive experience, because we don't want people, I know it has the, you know, term of like no pain, no gain or pain and torture, but it is very much not like that. It doesn't have to be like that. So okay. We, you know, just encourage people to take it one step at a time and that it will be okay. So, and we've had really positive results with that, and just share our knowledge of like how your body is supposed to respond, and people really take well to that.
Yeah, that no pain, no gain thing. I never liked that very much.
No.
I perform much better when I'm not in pain.
Yes.
Yeah, I never got that. Where'd you go to school? How'd you get the learning to do this job?
I went to NWTC in Green Bay, tech school there. Yes.
No, that's something that I would have thought you would gone to college for, but this is something that you can go to tech school for and become and have a very successful career.
Yes. Yep. It's an accelerated program, so I went 2 years the whole time, and then I was able to, from my clinicals, I had gotten a job right out of school. I did all my interviewing while I was still in the clinicals, and I was able to hit the ground running once I graduated. It was really cool.
So once you were through your schooling, were you pretty sure that you'd be coming right back home to start your career?
I sure hoped. Oh. Yes, if I could get a job here, yes.
Huh, and it just all worked out just right, huh?
Yep.
Plan on being here for a while yet?
I do.
What do you like to do when you're not at work?
Anything and everything. We get outside. We're on the water. We have, our kids keep us so busy, so we try to be outside as much as we can. Love boating. Love, you know, all the four seasons. We make maple syrup. We, you know, we do
what
it all.
Would, if your kids were here with us, and I asked your kids, what is it like having a mom as a physical therapist? Is she on you all the time about walking right and running right? What is it like to have a mom as a physical therapist? What do you think your kids would say?
Oh, you know, I don't know. That's a trick question because, but I think especially Lindsay, the older one, I think that she would definitely, we're working on some of her gymnastic moves and different things. Oh. So we have a lot of fun with that at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, Jill, it's nice to get to know you a little bit more.
Thank
about
you.
As far as being a physical therapist here in Tomahawk, is there anything special or unique about being a therapist here in Tomahawk?
Absolutely. We get to see anything and everything. Like we said, we treat from the head to toe, and I like that. I love to see everything. You know, I do take some special interest in different things too, but I am super glad that we get to see necks, we get to see shoulders, balance,
yeah,
you know, all the things, kids.
A lot of hardworking people, a lot of people that worked hard their whole life,
yes,
and now they're here retired that need your help.
Yep.
Well, Jill, thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit. Okay, Stephanie, you've been sitting over there laughing over there while she's talking, and now it's your turn. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your family, Steph.
Absolutely. So I'm Stephanie Flynn. I'm originally from Michigan, but moved here a few years ago. Met my husband, who's a born and raised Tomahawk native, and okay, so he kind of suckered me in, and here we are to stay. We have a almost one-year-old,
okay,
so we're just starting our family, and I'm very fortunate to find this small town and make it my home now.
So what was it about the physical therapy field that interested you when you were younger?
Absolutely. So similar to Jill, I found my interest in middle school as well. I attended a science career fair of women in science, and there was all sorts of medical field and scientific fields, and physical therapy just spoke to me because it wasn't like you were only seeing someone in healthcare once or twice a year. You were there for the start of the journey all the way to the end, through the ups and the downs. And I really liked that, and I found a really great mentor. And so it just spoke to me of wanting to be in the healthcare system and really helping people along. And along that way, I too had some aches and pains that led me to be a patient, and I just really had really great people caring for me.
Do you both know how lucky you are to know what you wanted to do and be focused on that at such a young age?
I know, it's crazy.
So many people are just searching well into their 20s about what we do, and I hear both of you in middle school, you already knew what the plan was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's just fantastic. When it comes to physical therapy, you told us a little bit about why you're doing this, but are there any parts about your job that you like better than others? Working with certain types of situations better than others?
Absolutely. So my favorite thing is working with my neighbors, being able to see familiar faces and understanding like, okay, I know what you like to do when you're not in my clinic, so I can help you get back to that. I personally like to specialize in orthopedics as well as pelvic floor for women. So helping people not feel like they need to find the nearest bathroom when they go to a restaurant and help them lead a more independent life, but also helping you climb up in your tree stand and get rid of your knee pain. I just like to be a part of that whole journey, no matter the body area.
And as far as physical therapy here in Tomahawk, is there anything that's you see recurring more than other? Well, I mean, we got the mill out here. We've got a lot of big employers here, and I would assume that there might be some things that are recurring that you see all the time. Is there anything like that?
There can be. It's kind of like a seasonal thing. I feel like winter time, there's a little more ice, so we might see people recognizing balance or hips or knee pain. There might be a little more shoulder pain when we're out using our garden or back pain and things of that nature. So it's kind of more seasonally depending on our hobbies and things of that nature or what we want to get back to doing.
When it comes to working at Health and Motion specifically, what is it about this clinic and this company that you work for that makes it special? And boy, you're smiling already. I don't even have the whole question out, but what is it about Health and Motion?
Yeah, I love Health and Motion. They support us so much as individuals. They support our families. They're getting to know our spouses and our children along the way, but they're also letting us grow as individuals. So you can take as much further education, you can specialize in this little thing. So as an employer, they're great, but then they also welcome all patients. We accept most all insurances, so you're not having a roadblock or an obstacle to come see us. If you're paying out of pocket, we have affordable health care like payment plans so that it's not as big of obstacles. So we can truly help you no matter who you are, what you are.
Money should not be an obstacle.
Exactly.
Insurance coverage should not be an obstacle. You'll figure it out. What about specialties that you specialize in here in Tomahawk?
Absolutely. So I've taken further training with orthopedics and manual therapy. So a fancy way to say I've learned a lot more about from head to toe,
okay,
and how to use my hands to then better help you. And I've also trained in pelvic floor for women especially that are having any difficulties with pelvic pain or incontinence. And Jill, too, has piggybacked on that as well, so we can help that.
Let's concentrate on that because that's something relatively new. I've been around a long time. I like to think I'm pretty aware of stuff that's going on, but this pelvic floor thing for women is something that's relatively new. Why is that, first of all? Why is it so new? Because I would assume this situation's been there as long as women have been around, which is forever. So why is it that all of a sudden this is getting a lot of attention?
I think that's just it. I think we used to be quieter. I don't think we were as vocal about
just women in general.
A little bit. I think we were just accepting, like, oh, I've had a baby, things have changed. My grandma had this, I think I was just accepting. But now I think we're realizing we don't need this to define us or accept this. I can do something about it. And we're as a healthcare being better about training and educating ourselves with those tools to help women as well.
Is it a relatively easy fix?
Depends. Okay. Everyone is so different. Okay. So that's where being in physical therapy is very helpful, because then we can really cater a plan to you and better understand what could best help you versus just Dr. Googling yourself and trying to fix it that way.
That can be a dangerous thing when you take it in your own hands and just trust AI or Google or something like that. That scares the living daylights out of me when it comes to healthcare.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot out there.
Yeah, and people are listening to that stuff. That's got to be scary doing what you guys do. Don't listen to social media.
Yeah, there can be good stuff, and there can also be, maybe that's not right for you.
What about your schooling and your background that way? Where'd you go to school to learn how to do all this?
Absolutely. So I did a bachelor's degree at Central Michigan University. That's the first step to become a physical therapist. And then I went on to a doctorate program at a school called South College in Knoxville, Tennessee. Okay. So it took me about 7 years total to get my initial entry-level degree.
So what was it about taking the long way as opposed to Jill? Not that it's a shortcut or anything like that. I don't mean it that way. But tech school and college and a doctorate, why did you decide to go that route?
Yeah, there's just different credentials, if you will, and then different accessibilities and things. So we have doctorates of physical therapy as well as physical therapy assistants. So just some different logistics behind the scenes.
What would you, if there's one thing you'd tell people about physical therapy in general, people that are just out there listening, they've never been to a physical therapist. Generally speaking, they feel okay, but every once in a while, yeah, the aches and pains come up. How do you address people like that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. No one is like not appropriate for physical therapy because we can help. Yes, we can help with your aches and pains. Yes, we can help with surgeries. But if you're just like, hey, I'm not as strong as I once was, we can definitely help you. Like, no age is limited and no activity is a no. So if you're just like, hey, I just don't feel like my best self or my true self, we're here to help you. And if there's a goal you have, if you want to run a race or you just want to be able to walk in the woods safely, like, every goal is important to us, and we want to be there to help you with it.
What about preventative care? Like, now the older guys get, hunting season's coming right up here. The older people get, they think that they're still 17, 18 years old, but they're not. Is there a way that people can prepare to get on with these activities, whether it's hunting, walking through the woods, riding your bike, whatever, things that you can teach people so that they learn how to do things the right way so they end up needing more of your service?
Absolutely, yeah, and that's just it. We always tease, like, we hope we see you in the grocery store. We don't necessarily need to see you in our clinic. But yeah, we could take a look at your balance. How are you bending? How are you lifting? Look at all those different tools and movements you need to be your best self with hunting or running around with your grandkids. And then better hone in on areas of, hey, let's really pay attention to this so that there's no issues in the future kind of thing.
Jill, I want to come back to you with one more question. You grew up here. You know a lot of people around here. And just curious, when you get somebody that comes into the Health in Motion that you may know, is that a comfortable situation for you? Is it more comfortable that you know them, or is it... tell me about that.
Yeah, it's comfortable, and I always definitely like reassure them, because I'm always like, hey, it's good to see you, but then everyone's like, well, we're in therapy, so, you know, it's kind of a trick question. But I always tell them, yes, confidentiality matters. Like, they'll be like, oh, say hi, you know, and it's like, well, I can't, you know, and stuff too. So I always reassure them right away, like, confidentiality is our utmost importance too, as far as our HIPAA and all of that too. But
absolutely,
usually everybody is super fun to work with, and they're all pretty relaxed.
I really enjoyed this conversation today. It's nice to get to know the people in our community a little bit, not only just in their professional situation, but a little bit of background, too. It's always nice to know that. And so, Stephanie Flynn, I'm going to give you one last chance to give us some last words here. Why should people check out Health in Motion?
Because we're super fun.
Yeah.
No, in all seriousness, we do take our jobs very seriously. We try to train the best of our best, try to be like best treatment strategies, best support for you, and bring the best knowledge. But we do like to have fun with you and make sure that you're enjoying care and coming back to us and trusting us is the biggest key, because we're right here in your neighborhood. We are your neighbors, and we want what's best for everyone around us.
And it's not a scary place.
It's not scary.
How about you, Jill? Any last words to leave us with here today?
Yes. I mean, definitely, just like what Stephanie said, like, we want to be involved in the community and we want to help you no matter what, whatever you're feeling. Just we want you to feel your best and trust us.
And it's a free 15-minute conversation, much like we had right here, but it'll be a bit more specific about some aches and pains and such like that. But that 15-minute consultation is absolutely free. How does somebody get one of those consultations? Either one. What's the best way?
I can just call our office and talk to Alyssa and just say I'm interested in the free screen, and she will do a great job at setting them up for that.
And I've learned over the years, no referrals are necessary to do business at Health in Motion either, and that's a big deal, too. Just come right in and say, you know what, I'm here. I need some help.
Yes.
It's just that easy. Yes. Ladies, it's very nice to get to know you here a little bit, and I look forward to talking to you again. And if anybody wants to make an appointment at their local Health in Motion, like you said earlier, Steph, they're all over the Northwoods, especially here up north and in central Wisconsin. Look up. That's one thing Google is good for. Google Health in Motion. Wherever you're living, you'll find a number to call.
Yes.
Thank you both very much for being here this morning.
Thank you.